Thank you. I'm speaking in the name of Geneva for Human Rights, a training and policy study NGO. Our specific project on indigenous peoples dedicates a specific focus and care on small, remote, and isolated communities in different regions. Indigenous peoples' organizations are not NGOs. A few largest non-profit have applied for ECOSOC status and received it. This actual system excludes the large majority of small and medium-sized organizations. Accreditation criteria for indigenous peoples vary across UN entities. This inconsistency causes confusion and hinders the effective participation by indigenous peoples. Indigenous authorities and government deserve a new high-level status to contribute to the shaping of decisions concerning them, along with any other stakeholders. In order to secure their individual and collective rights, indigenous organizations are entitled to determine freely the eligibility of their representatives and institutions for future accreditation. Among the four areas of negotiations, accreditation criteria and principles have been strongly connected by several member states and IP representatives to the freedom of self-identification and of the exercise of self-determination. Among the different criteria, states' support and guidance while being welcomed, its recognition or acceptance of the institution or authority concerned cannot become a requirement in the selection criteria. We have noted during the debates a call to ensure that any criteria do not hinder the participation of the most fragile and vulnerable as indigenous women, youth, and persons with disabilities. In addition to addressing these issues identified, it's also necessary for states to demonstrate political will and financial commitment to support indigenous peoples. Thank you.